Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Ray Hager and I speak with State Senator James Settlemyer, plus Andrew McKay. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma, and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising healthcare costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%.
86% of our healthcare spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising healthcare costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
We are pleased to welcome back to the program State Senator James Settlemyer of District 17. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Pleasure to be back. Thanks for having me, Sam.
You escaped the convention because you thought it was more important to be with family time.
Correct.
I think that was probably the right move.
Well, it was important to me. For 120 days, legislators basically orphan their families in many respects. It doesn't matter whether you're north or south, you know, time constraints. You just don't have the time to be there for your family all the time. So my daughter had a volleyball tournament in San Mateo, San Francisco. And so for me and my family, we thought it was very important to be there for her. So we went down there and did that Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
There's been a lot of speculation about your future, that you potentially might want to run for CD2 if Mark Amaday comes back to Nevada. Your thoughts on that?
You know, I just look at one job at a time. I still have two more years in the legislature, then I can choose to run for some other seat, or I can choose to run for re-election. Some days I think about just not choosing, because some days are more challenging than others. But for me, it's just a question of waiting and see how things play out. You know, as long as Mark Amaday wants to continue that seat, I think he's doing an excellent job, and he's doing a good job for the citizens of the state of Nevada, and I'll always support him in doing that.
But when you look at the dysfunction in Washington, D.C., do you think that you could bring some semblance of, you know, order to that?
Not as much probably as Amaday. He's pretty smooth at, you know, trying to work all sides and get things done, you know, in a diplomatic way, where sometimes I tend to be a little bit stronger and say, no, there is a little bit more black and white to me. But in that being said, you know, the dysfunction in Washington, D.C., sometimes, you know, many people become angry at the things that are going back there, but I think what they're really angry about is a lack of anything. A lot of people nowadays are saying, I don't care which direction it goes, just pick one. Let's get something done. And if it's wrong, then admit it's wrong, which, as you know, in government is a rare thing to ever admit you actually made a mistake. And into program.
Or in corporate business.
Well, large corporate business can do the same thing. They'll get down a path and it's just too hard for them to change, and that's a terrible thing. Smaller businesses tend to adapt more quickly because they have to survive.
Senator, so let me get this straight. You would consider running for Congress in Congressional District 2, which is Northern Nevada, if the current Congressman Mark Amity comes back to Nevada. He said he might run for governor or even attorney general, but you would consider throwing your hat in that race if he comes back.
Well, I have no idea which race to run for, you know, in the future or what I'm going to do. Or like I said, too, it could be a situation of just going back to the ranch and enjoying the spectacular views and putting more time in on the ranch. I've looked at the concept of going elsewhere, you know, for constitutional office or maybe even congressional, you know, but there's great people back there now representing the district correctly, in my opinion, and would never want to run against somebody of that nature. But as far as the future, I also have the ability to do another term in the state Senate if I so choose.
You know, Senator, just recently, University Chancellor Dan Klaich announced his retirement. He had some problems with some issues that led to his decision. What do you think about perhaps the golden parachute that Dan Klaich received, a salary of more than $300,000 for a year, if I'm not mistaken? What do you think of that?
You know, I look at it, and it has nothing to do with Mr. Klaich. I think it's something, though, we should look at overall in all positions in government, the concept of giving someone an extremely long paid vacation, per se, when they leave a position. We've seen it in my county, Douglas County, where you have county managers who leave that are then given a year or 6 months of paid. And I find problems with that. If you're working for the government, frankly, there's no security in any job, as far as I'm concerned. You do a good job or you get kicked out. But in that respect, I think that we should probably look at potential legislation to say that there should be a limit of how much money or how many months a person should be able to get without doing a job.
Okay, but, you know, this is endemic within the university system. It's not just at the chancellor level. It's all the way through the system that you sign a contract. If you are fired, that contract is a year out before you would actually leave. So it's actually looking at changing the whole system. And also, you know, the tenuous nature of county managers, city managers, where there's a change in the council, suddenly that person is out. Isn't that part of getting somebody good into that position to be able to say to them, okay, if it all blows up, you've got a lifeline here?
Correct. And some people indicate that as a form of job security. It allows them to make the more difficult decisions and opinions on that. But the concept of a year, I don't think it takes anybody worthwhile hiring to find another job in a year. And that's why I'm saying I think there should be some form of a limitation put into it by the legislature potentially to say, no, you know, the maximum 6 months or 8 months. But that's a discussion for the legislature potentially.
How does this look to a student who accrues all this debt going to college and has to pay it off? And it's very difficult nowadays to pay that off when the chancellor basically leaves and gets paid for a year. What are the optics of that?
Well, that's a good question. I was actually at the student association, student union, I think they call it. They did a meeting at the governor's, we used to call it the Ruvo room, I think it's the Nevada room now. So they had a meeting there, and I showed up for that meeting to talk about their issues and their agenda for the next legislative session, things such as wanting a completely smoke-free campus. And so they were also discussing, you know, what some of the chancellors have wanted or some of the people have wanted, faculty included, class size reduction. And it was interesting to talk to them and say, well, okay, I understand that concept, but in the same respect, I went to Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, and we had auditorium classes, 300, 400, 500 people in the general electives and, you know, things of that nature, general credits. So if we do this 18 to 1 or 20 to 1, you want to hire 300 new teachers, 200 paid by the kids and 100 paid by the state, supposedly, is what's being discussed, you do realize that means your tuition will go up. And so what's more important to you, affordable education or class size reduction? There wasn't one of them that said, I want to have my tuition raised. They're like, no, we have to be able to afford college. So I think that comes into the question. But it was great to talk to those students, to hear, and also to challenge them a little bit, even on the concept of, you know, should we go ahead and have a smoke-free campus? Well, that's fascinating. Let's have that discussion. So does that apply to everything? Chew as well? Well, yes, all nicotine. Okay. So e-cigarettes too, vapes? Well, is that dangerous? I don't know. And so it was fascinating to challenge them with that mindset and say, what about medical marijuana? It's medicine after all. And they're like, well, that should be a wait. So it's fascinating to have those discussions with them and to challenge them.
All right, more with James Heddlemeyer when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada, and we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with State Senator James Heddlemeyer.
Senator, in the 2015 legislature, you sponsored a bill that would change our current system of a presidential caucus to a presidential primary. Now, there was a lot of complaining about how the caucuses did this year, although I think that's endemic of the any situation. But will you come back in 2017 and sponsor again a bill that would change our presidential caucus system to a presidential primary?
You know, I've already heard, it's interesting, the main resistance I got on that bill was from the other party.
And Harry Reid was also against it.
And in that respect, I've already heard that there are three people on the other side that are actually going to bring forth the bill, supposedly, to change it from a primary to a caucus. So if one of them wants to do that, that'd be fantastic. As my predecessor, Lynn Hetrick, said, sometimes the trick is to make them believe it's their idea, and then it'll get done.
Okay, but then don't we get pushed back on the schedule, and then we won't see presidential candidates coming here the way they are now?
Well, we can... Within the bill, you can dictate in the final bill that tried to come out of the assembly, which unfortunately didn't make it out that last eve, was to create a separate presidential primary, one day only. Now, that bothers me, though, too, because I think the benefit of Nevada is the early voting, is the absentee, is all of that. And the thing I hate about the caucus is it disenfranchises the very people that I'm very worried about having the opportunity to vote, whether that be the military or the people that are working, or the infirm, the people that can't, unfortunately, due to health concerns, get out of their home. Those are the ones that these caucuses are really disenfranchising. Now, they're getting better every time, but they'll, in my opinion, one of the few things the government does very well is elections.
Okay, but, you know, I'm disenfranchised, too, because as a public figure, I can't show, and in the political world, I can't show up and caucus for anybody, obviously. But at the same time, if we're not third in line, as we are right now, then the presidential candidates who really don't know that much about Nevada to begin with, but at least have to come here, have to come to Reno, have to come to Las Vegas, maybe even go to rural Nevada, are just not going to come here at all.
Well, that bill indicated that the presidential primary would be the second to last Tuesday in February. So it had the ability to dictate when that election would be. And by having the primary on that date would create those individuals to be in the state of Nevada to try to secure their votes.
But would the RNC and the DNC have to go along with that?
No, they don't. They have the ability. You know, parties are allowed to do anything they want. However, I've asked both of them to do me a favor and show me an example where the legislature of a state dictated that a primary would be on a certain date and show me where they penalized that state's votes. And they can't show you one. They let the legislature make the decisions. And in all aspects, how do you punish the Democrats because the Republicans in charge changed the election date or vice versa?
Let me ask you this. Donald Trump, your thoughts?
I think he has the ability to win. You know, I've looked at it. I went to all the rallies for all the different individuals. It was fascinating to me. I didn't endorse anyone. I come from counties that very much are offended when their politicians try to tell them how to vote, and boy, they let you know about it. In that respect, I didn't endorse anyone. I think Trump's going to do a phenomenal job. Going to the different rallies was fascinating to me. You'd go to a Bush rally, and a fair amount of older people, not a lot of new faces. You go to a Fiorina one, a lot more women. You go to Rubio, a little bit more diversity, some youth. But you knew all these people. I went to the Trump rallies, 5,000 people, and I couldn't name you 20 of them. So the people that he is energizing to get involved in politics and turn out is fantastic.
What about on the other side? For example, the Latino voters that he's turning off.
And a very quick answer. We have about 10 seconds.
You know, I don't necessarily believe that. I hear a lot of people, all they're concerned about is the opportunity to increase their ability for their family, to move them forward, and they're looking for jobs.
And that's where we have to leave it. James Tellemeyer, always a pleasure, sir. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer, they represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Big rooftop solar companies say they just want us to have a choice.
They're just not being honest.
What they really want is a subsidy.
Subsidies that go up and up and up.
The subsidies that we'd be forced to pay could go up as much as 10 times what they are right now.
10 times? I can't afford that.
Big rooftop solar companies have gotten millions. Now they're asking for hundreds of millions more.
That's crazy.
This isn't about a choice. It's about money.
What solar companies are telling people isn't right. Find out the truth at solarenergyfairness.com.
I'm flush with 200 channels in free HD. Free prime time on demand lets me binge incessantly. And I like to take my entertainment everywhere I go. Into the bedroom, to the backyard, to the kitchen floor. Living the connected life is Spectrum Triple Play. It's life without limits, y'all, every day. I got the internet, voice, and TV. For $29.99 a month, you'll see. Just call 1-844-644-2999. At 60 megs, I got all the web I can handle. I write a blog about scented candles. No data cast on my devices at the max speed. Now my cat is blowing up my social feed. Living the connected life is Spectrum Triple Play. You know they got me covered in every way. I got the internet, voice, and TV. For $29.99 a month, you'll see. Just call 1-844-644-2999. Yeah, I don't like to talk a little. I like to talk a lot. Unlimited calling to everyone around the clock. Living the connected life is Spectrum Triple Play. No hidden fees, no contracts. Call today. 1-844-644-2999.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome back to the program Andrew McKay. He is Executive Director at the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association. Pleasure to have you back on the program,
sir. Thanks for having me, Sam.
Interesting, and I've not really ever gotten the car dealer's perspective on this, pot and driving, AAA says the current system we have for testing people, it just doesn't work. It doesn't make sense. I totally agree. But what they want to do is they want to go to the same system that the police currently use now for alcohol, which is touching the tip of your nose, walking a straight line, saying the alphabet backwards. I can't do those things sober. So I'm not sure that that's a great sign of whether somebody is under the influence of marijuana or not.
Well, I don't know if you should be driving then, quite frankly, Sam. But that being said...
You apparently see me drive, too.
Yeah, we drive on the right-hand side, not the left, like we do back in Britain.
Chief chat.
You know, with respect to the Auto Dealers Association, our take is you always leave it up to the experts in this, and specifically public safety. I honestly can't opine with any expertise one way or the other if you need a different type of field sobriety test for somebody that may be under the influence of marijuana. Concerns that we have in the event if in Nevada, for instance, the ballot initiative becomes law and recreational marijuana does in fact become legal, what does that result in with respect to certain employee issues? We have service technicians that are highly trained, but they work around dangerous equipment. So we're paying close attention to this thing.
I think that has to be a big no. I think that you know, as much as I'm in favor of legalizing this drug, I think that, you know, heavy equipment, all the things that you would normally be concerned about, including driving, none of those things should be performed under the influence, and every company should have the right to say, no, you cannot come to work if you're under the influence. But here's the problem, and I'm taking this out of the car dealer's realm. I'm just taking this, you know, Andrew McKay as a person. The federal government needs to just figure out that the times are changing across the country, and that more and more with medical marijuana, with recreational marijuana, that we need to change the federal law so that the testing can be done, because right now you don't have the ability to do national testing because it's federally against the law.
Well, if you want my humble opinion,
that's why you're
again,
here, buddy.
This is me speaking as an individual. I don't favor legalization of marijuana. I just don't. I think that there are too many unintended consequences. I hate to use that cliche that can result to it. And additionally, the fact that it can be a gateway drug, the fact that you can theoretically have a beer with dinner and then generally be okay to drive home. I don't subscribe to the fact that you can take a hit of marijuana and then you're going to be okay to drive home if you have it with dinner. I think it's wrought with serious peril. I am just not in favor of legalization of marijuana. I'm going to vote personally no on the ballot initiative.
But on the other hand, you are totally a very smart person and you are very well aware that a lot of people are smoking marijuana now. They're just smoking it illegally. And they're buying it from drug dealers who are not legal. It's not occurring. It is currently occurring.
Sure.
It's just that we have people committing a crime, whereas if you go back 50 years, it wasn't a crime to do that.
Well, if you want to look at are the penalties for possessions of certain levels of marijuana, are those appropriate? When you look at medical marijuana and the fact of the way the federal government has it classified is a Schedule C narcotic, something it's legitimate and frankly, I think all but four to five different states, medicinal marijuana, enable those specific entities to be able to do transactions. Right now, they have to do everything in cash because they can't take money and do the transactions through the banks.
Okay, what are you saying? So that it should be somewhat legalized on a federal level, at least for medical marijuana?
I think so. I was an extreme skeptic of medical marijuana. For full disclosure, I voted against it when it was on the ballot in Nevada. But I've looked into it, and there are definite benefits to medical marijuana. And as they continue to research this, they're finding out that, you know, no pun intended, but it is a wonder drug in many respects. Just because it works from a medicinal standpoint, should you then take the next step and then go to recreational? I don't subscribe to that. So I think there's an easy way that you can bifurcate the federal regulations and say it's legal in this instance because, let's face it, it is regulated. When you have medicinal marijuana and say it's okay here, but it's not okay here. Quite frankly, I'm a realist to know that I think I'm in the minority relative to legalization of marijuana for recreational use, and the country's going to that anyway, so... I'm kind of one of those old fuddy-duddies that you want to look to and says, hey, you can't adapt or change your thoughts.
I think you're a young fuddy-duddy. Let me talk about the commerce tax. Gone in terms of the fight against it?
Oh, I think they're going to continue to fight against it due the folks that are working on the repeal efforts, are they able to get the additional signatures? I think the answer is no, especially because the fact that the court, although it was debatable how many signatures they collected at that point, argument sakes, let's say they did collect approximately 20,000. Well, that's less than halfway there. Granted, allegedly Americans for Prosperity is going to put money into this for signature gathering efforts. I just don't see how they're going to be able to get the requisite number of signatures and get this thing on the ballot.
Were you surprised at the governor taking a hit at the Republican convention this past weekend?
No, not at all. I wasn't surprised that based on the quote-unquote party faithful, and I use that term loosely, I classify myself as a party faithful, but I'm not involved in party politics because it's frankly nuts. It's no longer fun.
And that's where we have to leave it. Andrew McKay, always a pleasure, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Get the cash you need when you need it. Cash to pay the unexpected when you least expect it. Title Max, cash is what you get. Visit TitleMax.com. Go on, find out how much you can get, whether it's $1, $5, or $10,000. At Title Max, all credit accepted, and it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, a vehicle. 2, a title. 3, an ID. Title Max, it's easy, and you'll say,
I got my title back with Title Max.
I got my title back with Title Max.
More Furniture for Less. Memorial Day starts right now with great savings in every furniture category. Get amazing buys on living rooms, incredible values on bedrooms, low prices on dining rooms. Plus, pay no interest for 5 full years from now. Yes, 5 years. So why wait for Memorial Day? Hurry to More Furniture for Less right now for beautiful furniture, big savings, and no interest financing for 5 full years from now.
What the heck does HVAC stand for? HVAC stands for heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. It also stands for one of the hottest careers around. And trained HVAC technicians are in high demand. As an HVAC technician, you'll work with mechanical, electrical, and refrigeration systems. Start your career as a heating, ventilation, and refrigeration technician now by calling CCNN at 775-583-4696. That's 775-583-4696.
I'm an absolute dentist.
I'm an absolute dentist.
We are absolute dentists.
Do you?
Do you?
Do you have an absolute dentist?
I am an absolute dentist.
Absolute Dental provides complete dental care at affordable prices for your whole family, including children's dentistry and orthodontics.
I'm an absolute dentist.
I'm also an absolute dentist.
And I'm an absolute dentist, too.
Do you have an absolute dentist?
Because you should.
Call us today to schedule your appointment at 844-8-SMILE-NOW or visit absolutedental.com.
On the next broadcast, the general manager of the Truckee Meadows Water Authority, Mark Forey. We'll see you then.